Hello and welcome to the Neutral Zone. I am John Hanna.
I'm Tyler Gallo. And today it's a sad day in Devils history, but we will get to that in a little bit. First off,
it's also February 17th, in case anyone cares about the date and or time of this show being aired. Probably not, but...
Yeah, so we've got the question of the day. It's not really a question, but with Rob Manfred trying to change every possible thing about baseball, what is an actual change you would want to see made to the game?
I like, controversial opinion. I like the receiver or the reliever rule.
Really?
Yeah.
I don't know. All I'm saying is it's just like
I mean, I know it kind of throws strategy.
It gives a lot of relievers out of a job. That's really the only thing. Like Jerry Blevins, Luis Avilan, a couple of guys that have made careers out of getting lefties and stuff out. That's really what it has been for me right now. I mean, that's really the only reason I don't like it. But
I mean, I can understand that, but also it's not a point of making the game quicker, but it's different. I know what I don't want. I don't want the MLB to get rid of the pitchers batting in the NL.
Yeah. I have two things. One, I liked the September call-ups because it gives players that maybe don't normally get a chance to play in the league a chance. But then again, you also have the seven pitchers an inning, which that really is the thing that I'm happy that it's getting rid of. But another thing, I think MLB should just centralize all their media. I know they've got media vaults that they can just put all videos of like every game out on YouTube. Why can't you do that? Because if you want to have more fans, you need to see the former history of your team on YouTube.
Don't the NHL and MLB owned by the same media company? Because Sam Anthony works for both of them, doesn't he?
Yeah, he does.
So I think like MLB and NHL Network are, I mean, obviously it's not quite the same, but they're owned by the same company. So yeah. Theoretically, if the MLB was to release all the vault, even if they did it like a subscription thing.
Exactly.
You know what I mean? Like sign up for MLB or NHL TV and get access to every single game ever recorded.
And it doesn't even have to be that far back. It could just be like back to like 1985.
Oh, okay. Or like, 85.
Yeah, maybe like 1990, like that, before the teams were – or maybe like expansion year, like 1997 or whatever, maybe back to that far. But like 2000s, all that, because most of the younger fans, that's the years they grew up with. Mm-hmm. That's the players they grew up with. You can't have just not – like if I want to see, you know, this guy – this is a weird example, but this guy Jason Tyner – in an MLB career, he had, like, the longest home run drought ever, and he hit it. And, like, that's a weird thing, and they don't have it on YouTube anywhere. It's just weird that they don't have all the stuff. Like, they just posted, like, a lot of the cycles and immaculate innings and all that last year.
See, and it's sort of like a hockey thing, so this is going to sound weird, but obviously you and I get told a lot that, you know, Gretzky's the greatest guy of all time, right?
Yeah.
We've never seen him play.
We've seen
clips,
bits
but
and pieces and
we've
clips.
Seen, you know, we've seen Crosby, we've seen McDavid, we've even seen Mario at the tail end of his career.
Exactly.
So I think that if they were to put those games, we could see really how Gretzky was able to take control of the game.
Or even, it sort of goes for all four major sports. I mean, yeah. You can just put all media.
Imagine going watching, you know, the Barry Bonds home runs. All of them. I know they were, you know, completely juiced up and everything, but
imagine just going back to that game, 762. The only thing that's available is just the home run part of it. You don't get to see everything leading up to it. The one thing that I would like to see at least is just playoff games put on YouTube, because I haven't seen the Mets in the playoffs too much. I've seen 2006, 2015, 2016. Obviously, 15 and 16 are going to be on YouTube because that was a year, I believe, after they decided to put all the media on YouTube. But I literally can barely find anything from the 2006 playoff run. And they only have clips. I want to see the full games. I want to see the games that I watched when I was a young kid.
I know for the NFL, at least, they sometimes do it. Like, I know with the Bills, they have the comeback game, Bills-Oilers in 93. They have Jim Kelly versus Steve Young? It was one of the two 49ers quarterbacks in, like, a no-punt game where neither one of them punted the entire game.
Yeah.
So they have both those on there. I know that, but...
You know these companies that broadcast games have access to all the games they've ever put out. And we know this because we have access to that at our own school because we do broadcasts from games that we've put out. And then there's melts of those that has all the stuff from that.
But, and you can also just, you know, whenever they mention a player, like if, you know.
If you want B-roll or something, just look up something. It's just it would be nice to have something where, like, because I can't even see, like, I can see there's a couple, there used to be a couple of accounts that had like the full games of the 2006 NLCS on YouTube. They got taken down for some reason. I mean, and Mike Trout's only postseason home run, there's only one video that has it on YouTube, and they've all been taken down when people put them up. The guy that is probably the best player in the league, you don't have his only postseason hit on YouTube. That's ridiculous. So that's all I really got to say. I mean, it's just getting ridiculous to point. Like, if you want people to watch the game, put everything out there. And you know it's going to be in the future when there's apparently this futuristic world, but we're going to have access to all that. But I just think it has to happen now. So, getting into baseball, we heard Trevor Bauer's comments. That's basically what we're saying just now about the media. He said, my favorite quote from that is, Steph Curry, talk about Twitter, Steph Curry can make a bounce pass and it can be trending within 5 minutes, like 1.5 million impressions. Mike Trout can make a robbing catch, a game-saving catch, and you can't even see the game. One ridiculous part about it is, though, we were looking at earlier today, John and I were looking at blackout lists, like where
the games poor are blacked state out. Of Iowa.
The state of Iowa is blacked out from six MLB teams, the Tigers, the Twins, both Chicago teams, I believe the Cardinals, and then the Royals. So,
who are they supposed to watch?
Exactly.
The Pirates?
And especially when most of those teams are in the same division. Another ridiculous thing is back in where I'm from. In Delaware, I'm blacked out from Baltimore, Philly, and Washington. Two of those teams are in my division. And when we do get SNY, I have to watch the terrible Nationals announcers. I'm not trying to watch Masson unless it's Gary Thorne.
What does your dad say about the Nats announcers?
Oh, this is a great quote from my dad. He goes, yeah, they're my second favorite announcers in the league. Everybody else is number one. And that's a great Al Galo quote for you. But... just ridiculous. I just can't see what is happening. It's getting worse and worse by the day. Moving on, Rob Manfred is ridiculous. Even more ridiculous than all the stuff that he's put out. He said that the World Series trophy is just a piece of metal.
I mean, if you want to be literal, it is.
But one of the hardest things, teams build their team up, go 162 game season, and play a month to get it. It's a hard trophy to win. You can't just say it literally. Yes, it is a piece of metal,
but if you want a trophy that's a literal piece of metal, though, Stanley Cup.
Yeah,
it's what, 20 something pounds, I think?
Exactly, just a piece of metal, and that's the hardest trophy to win in sports.
Yeah,
but
well, also the things, but he said, I think the you know, they were punished enough, blah blah blah. Did you see what Buffalo Wild Wings tweeted out?
Yeah, they said this is how you should punish the team. And now people are boycotting Buffalo Wild Wings. The funny thing is, though, they were cutting up gift cards, like, as they're not already paid for, which doesn't make any sense to me.
Yeah, also, I mean, Buffalo Wild Wings, they're not even that good.
I like Buffalo Wild Wings. I mean, their chicken fingers are probably the only place I will get chicken fingers anywhere.
Really?
They are great. They are amazing. Like, my grandfather agrees with me. They're like literally the best thing there. So that's all we got to say.
Enough about the bad stuff. Good news.
Spring training's almost here. And I can't wait for opening day because I don't know what class I'll be in when the game starts. I hope it's not Dr. Ray's class again because you know how much I was struggling to not watch the game in her class and she hates to have phones out. But spring training is almost here. It will start within the week. I'm ready. I'm going. So as I've mentioned many times, I'm ready for this. It's been a while. It's been a long offseason, and the Devils aren't really helping it at all.
I mean, so, maybe, because
they just got some good players.
That's actually a great transition.
Time. Yeah.
So,
great transition into trade season, John.
Tampa Bay acquires Blake Coleman from the Devils in exchange for Nolan Foote and a first in either this or next year's draft. I don't know what the condition is.
If the Canucks make the playoffs.
Oh, because it's Vancouver's year. Pick.
That was in the JT Miller trade.
And then also the Islanders, Andy Green, in exchange for a second and defensive prospect, but the word prospect is used very lightly there. David Quenneville, because in Chell, Quenneville's a 21-year-old high or medium AHL t- top two, so he's likely not moving past Albany. But
Binghamton.
That's
bingo. Oh, so what I was saying was Tom Fitzgerald needs to be signed to an extension now. He fleeced both the Islanders and the Lightning in these scenarios. Obviously, it's a win-win deal. It's a win-win deal here for Tampa Bay. Tampa Bay gets a piece to try to get them back and get them into contention this season. And then the Devils get good future parts. And especially, this is a great – they have three first-round picks this year. And this
Potentially. I don't know, though, what the Islanders are doing.
Lou Lamoriello. Andy Green's
what, 30-something?
37.
37. He's on – I know he has 1 year left, but it's $5, $6 million.
He's probably going to retire after this season's over.
For a second-round pick?
And a player, an actual human being?
Also, what I'm really mad about is that Blake Coleman deal.
Yeah.
Pretty much ruined the entire market.
It did, because now they're going to be asking for ridiculous
I like stuff. Blake Coleman.
I do.
He's a solid, you know, middle six guy.
He's got 31 points this year, so.
Maybe, like, you know, third line. You know what I mean?
He played, I will say this is his best year. He's been playing really well. He's been the only guy that